Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Wisdom Walk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojoba Marie. And March is the first of two nature months in this 2020 Earth year of deep change. Now, to honor the seasonal change that March brings, my theme for the month is open up and adapt, as we are in the midst of old beliefs and structures giving way to new ones. In this broadcast and video, I will focus on consciously adapting to family and relationship changes. But first, just as a reminder that when I'm broadcasting live, you can listen through this telephone number. It is area code 563-999-3089. And also, I will upload a video of this broadcast on usually on Tuesdays to my YouTube channel, which is Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. You can ask questions or share comments on my Facebook page, Wisdom Walk Radio, my website, www.wisdomwalktoselfmastery.com, or in the comment section below the YouTube video. But right now, I invite you to sit or lay back and join me for the exploration of the landscape where you can connect to your soul and discover the true treasure of being human. Now, each week, I always open my shows with honoring the ancestors, and tonight, I'm going to call on all the female ancestors in honor of March being Women's History Month. So if you will, think about the women who were in your life and no longer are because they passed on, but who loved on you, nurtured on you, gave you wisdom. And again, you can be blood related or not. It can be somebody like the great Maya Angelou, yeah, or Harriet Tubman. So think about that person and join me as I evoke the energy of our female ancestors. Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you for your blessing and mercy in our lives and for yet another opportunity to connect with your great emissaries, the ancestors. To all the female ancestors, I am calling out to you saying, ancestors, 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 please come and be the magnificent guides for us that I know you are. For truly, in this month, we are placing attention on the beauty and the power of the feminine energy of this planet, of this universe. So come and help us remember its importance. Help us to work and learn to bring the feminine energy into balance in this world at this time. And so we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, what you are and all of what you do. And in the name of all that is holy, we say amen. Ashe, aho, asa, ashinga, bismillah. So it is. Yes, yes, yes. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Here we are. Amazing. I am starting a new format where I am trying to make sure that I am, just keeping my time better managed in doing these shows. So I am going down to a half-hour format, and we'll see how that does. And, you know, if it doesn't do well, I can always go back. But I did want to just let you know that that is something that I am doing this week. So I'm going to jump right into the elemental wisdom that I have for you. It starts this Wednesday, and we'll go into the following Tuesday. And I got distracted for a minute. Okay, so this week on Wednesday, the 11th, we are going into a water week. We're going into a water week. And this week has this opportunity for us to be paying attention to. It is about releasing what can no longer support us on our journey. Yeah. It's about calling upon the power of love and the element of water to enable us to peacefully bid and peacefully and gently bid farewell to the people, places, or things that once sustained us. I know that has definitely been something that I have been feeling. It is an opportunity to express gratitude, for these were essential contributions that we received to our healing and growth. But now We've outgrown their energy, and it's time to make room for new energy that is about to show up for us. So we can embrace vulnerability, embrace the unknown, and say yes. Now, as a reminder, I am declaring October as the second Earth month and the 22nd of every month as an Earth day. And I just felt that one day in April isn't enough, one month isn't enough. And so on March the 22nd, which is a Sunday, we will be celebrating Earth Day. And I will definitely share with you some suggestions for how you can do that, how you can just love on this beautiful Earth that we have. So now I want to give you some of the information for this week coming up. And this information I'm getting is from Astral Butterfly, and she says that March is one of the big months of the year, and if you have big plans in March, this is a great time to make them happen because you will not have much opposition. Yeah, so there's not a lot of planets opposing each other as there has been before in the past. So this is a really, really good time for us. So we're really grateful, very, very grateful. And she also says that today, March the 8th, Venus conjuncts Uranus. And she says it's a good metaphor for this, a beautiful bird that finally finds its way out of the cage. Isn't that fantastic? She says Venus is what we love, what we really want. Uranus, the planet of freedom and liberation. So Venus conjunct Uranus is about being true to one's heart, about being unapologetically yourself, about love freely and unconditionally. Wow. That is just great news. Now, tomorrow we're going to have a full moon in Virgo, and it's one of the best full moons of the year, she says. Also, Mercury goes direct at exactly the time that the moon becomes full. She said that's another reason to celebrate. There's a sense of optimism and moving forward, and you can witness some unexpected turns of events for the better. Yeah. So we have some really, really good, wonderful stuff to be looking forward to at this time. Really, really great stuff. Yeah. It's a good feeling. I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that good. So here's my overview for tonight. I am going to talk with you again about conscious adapting to change. And I'll define that quickly again. And then I want to go into my spill for you about what is dissolving and emerging around beliefs and structures when it comes to family and relationships. And then I'll give you a personal awareness opportunity. I got two quotes for you tonight to open up with. One is from Thule Kupferberg, and he was an American counterculture poet, author, and singer. He was also a cartoonist. He was a pacifist anarchist. Yeah, he was out there. But this wonderful quote of his is, when patterns are broken, new worlds emerge. Yeah, so in alignment. And then the second one is from the great Viktor Frankl, who was a psychiatrist and a neurologist that survived 3 years in concentration camps between Auschwitz and Dachau. And he wrote the wonderful book called Man's Search for Meaning. And Viktor writes, when we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. Yes, and he would know. So here's my definition of conscious adaptability. You choose to accept new realities and conditions, personally, socially, globally, and universally. Those are the ways in which those conditions can come to us. Now, also, you're willing to learn how to adjust to new realities and conditions. And last but not least, you willingly grow your capacity to modify your thoughts, beliefs, and behaviors that are in conflict with your new realities and conditions. Yeah. So, when we think about relationships and families, and I am talking about committed relationships here, talking about partnerships, also, of course, talking about marriage. And here are what I feel are some major beliefs and structures in regards to family relationships that are dissolving. And these are fear-based beliefs, okay? And they're connected to, I'm here just to survive. So overall, we've been believing that families and relationships exist for economic survival. And yes, that's how it has been for a very long time. And associated with that, like I talked about in the last broadcast and video, codependency is love, okay? Because it's all about survival. Now, this worked in an agricultural society when you had the farm and you really were about survival because if the crops didn't come up, what were you going to do? It was okay for industrial societies as people were starting to move from the farm into the cities and, you know, stepping into the factory situations, making pennies a day and, you know, trying to survive. But it doesn't work for mechanized, information-centered, and digitally resourced cultures, which is a lot of what's going on mostly in the Western world, but is definitely spreading out around the world. So as we get this kind of, you know, economic change, this, you know, go about making a living, it has this impact on how we think about why families and relationships exist. So here's some of the old belief systems. One is that father is in charge. The man is in charge. Father knows best. It was actually a television show in the late 50s, early 60s when I was growing up called Father Knows Best. A man's home is his castle, going back to the feudal system, right? So, you know, again, it's this thing that the male is dominant, right? That's the patriarchal belief system. Another dissolving belief is that mothers are martyrs who take on everyone's pain to the detriment of their own. This is a good woman. Yeah, we know that that totally ain't working. Especially in the 60s when the women's lib movement came, it was like, okay, it's time. It's time to shift something up. And then thirdly, an old belief system is that children are property. Also, women were property too. I mean, that definitely was a belief because, you know, a woman could be sold to a man into marriage, right? Women are property. But children too were property. Also, children as projections of their parents. Yeah, like they really didn't have their own soul or their own uniqueness and gifts and talents. Like they had to be an imitation of their parent. And again, especially the father if it was a boy, because they had to do the family farm or take over the family's business. Again, it's all about survival economically. It's all about survival. And then it's also about children providing a parent with an opportunity to live out their unfulfilled dreams. Yeah. So projecting your dreams and your beliefs and goals onto the child that they're there for. Another one I should throw into is this belief that, again, for survival, your children would take care of you when you got old, that that was their job, you know. And that's why you had them. Have some children so somebody will take care of you. You know, and again, and still for a lot of people, that is a reality. That's very much a reality. But again, these really are beliefs so embedded in fear. And so let's look at our love-centered understanding. What is emerging about why partnerships, why relationships, why committed relationships, why family? And the answer in our postmodern world, in our world of AI, is that they exist to support self-actualization. Yeah. And self-actualization is us becoming the best version of ourselves. So in this love-centered understanding, relationships and families exist for the human growth and development towards the expression of pure love. Yeah. Quite a difference from what has been the status quo of why families and relationships exist. The other thing is that codependency, this is what's understood in relationships and families, that are consciously adapting and that are awake, codependency must evolve into interdependency, which is about equality, shared resources, shared capacity to respect, honor, and support one another, again, in a loving manner. Now, just to give, you know, even more of a of an understanding about this emerging belief system and structure for the modern family, the postmodern family even, I wanted to share with you what I'm calling four major qualities of a functional postmodern family. Number one, the members or partners feel normal because they are supported in the truth of who they are and loved unconditionally. Yeah. Members or partners receive loving and appropriate attention and validation that supports the development of their unique gifts and talents, right? So no dictating. You're going to become a lawyer and you're going to become a this, maybe that. You know that it's more about, you know, how do we support who this child or who this partner really is? Again, breaking out of that codependency. Number three, members or partners contribute to the well-being of others without constantly sacrificing their own needs. Yeah. Now, yes, there are things that do have to get sacrificed when you're raising a family or even when you're in a relationship and you want to live, you want to cohabitate with someone, you know. It's not, it can't be all about you. There are going to be some things you have to do. But it's not about being a martyr and it's not about being codependent. It's not about being a victim. It really is about learning how to balance out what you need and what the relationship needs, what your partner needs. And that's work. That's work. And then fourthly, members or partners are proud of their family culture and are committed to its loving growth and development, right? You know, functional family is where, again, there's this pride. It's this feeling good about your family of origins, your history, where you come from, even though there may be things in the past that are shameful. But you're like, but you know what? We learned from that. We're making sure that we don't have to repeat that past, you know, for your of abuse and violence. And again, you're able to, again, have a pride in your family's culture and history. So the shift is away from the fear-based belief that families and relationships only exist for survival and moving into, and again, in the postmodern world, this is a luxury, okay? We're not having to get up in the morning and milk the cow and go out with the hoe. We get up in the morning, we check our phone, see what text came in the night, you know, what's on WhatsApp, what's on Facebook, you know, get to your computer if you're self-employed like I am. All the time when I'm awake, I have to get on that computer, you know, like that's my hoe, milking my cow, right? Very different. And so, of course, coexist in relationships and in family the way we raise children is going to be different. You need to consciously adapt to this because it's so easy to imitate what I call agriculture behavior or mechanized industrial behavior of the last turn of the century in terms of how you relate to a partner, what you think of your role is in a family. Yeah. Because father doesn't know best, trust me. So here's a personal awareness opportunity for you. If you are accepting of these emerging beliefs that I just shared, I invite you to take on learning how to grow your adaptability to them by first seeing how these beliefs are showing up in your life. Identify which emerging beliefs you are currently adapting and which you are not. Choose one you would like to work on and set an intention, this is also a prayer, for right information and supports to show up for you within 3 months' time, right? Because we want to keep moving, you know, with the momentum that is going on, especially for this year, 2020. Now, this personal challenge in the box below this YouTube, and if you're listening online, I will definitely post it on my Facebook page, Wisdom Walk Radio. And again, for those of you who haven't yet subscribed to my channel, I'm to about 99 subscribers right now, which is really cool. And be sure you hit the bell so you can get all of my postings. And thank you so much. I also want to quickly shout out to those who have joined me and my friend Magella for the 40-day challenge now called the Sit Down With Me Practice. We will be posting another update this Tuesday, March the 9th. No, that would be the 10th, March the 10th. And if you're not a Facebook friend with me, you can still access the video that will upload through my Wisdom Walk Radio Facebook page. Well, I think I did it. And I want to close out, always, by shouting out to my wonderful engineer, Miss Yvette Parker, and the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family. I surely couldn't do this without your wonderful and consistent support. So thank you, thank you, thank you. There, Miss Sarah, who along with my adopted family helped me have a fabulous birthday on March the 3rd. I am still feeling so joyous and bubbly and happy from that wonderful time and that cake. I also acknowledge all those who have wisdom walked with me, and you know who you are, to my family in New York and Florida and North Carolina, and my spiritual kin, my transformational leadership colleagues, my medicine brothers and sisters all around the world, like Esau and Ina. And those who are listening in for the first time, thank you very, very much. I couldn't do this without your support. Now, next week, I'll continue spilling of Open Up and Adapt with Adapting to Work and Career. Yeah. My book is Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, Wisdom for Transforming Pain. You can get it through Amazon, Kindle, and other booksellers. And now, last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides and loving entities, everything that walks with me, keeps my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. Have a fabulous Water Week showing up in this wonderful March energy that we're moving through with Mercury getting out of its retrograde. And do remember, you are not disposable. You are divine. Good night now.
hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.